200 million email addresses from Twitter servers leaked by hackers. Credential theft resulted in a password manager breach. You can now have a phone conversation with AI robot at any time, and why one school board blocks ChatGPT on school devices. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to The Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for up-to-date scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 116. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. And we post all of our shows and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. We'd love to hear from you, so give us a call during the show with your computer, internet, cybersecurity comments and questions on our open studio line, 520-790-2040. Co-hosting today is John from the Cassie Unscrewed Theater.
Hello, how are you?
All right, it's great to see, great to have you here. And this is your first time on the show,
yep.
And so welcome. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd like to say hi to my mom, who's probably listening. Hi, Mom. Her name is Joanne, and also hi to the ever beautiful Lauren.
Oh, okay.
Lauren. Yes.
Lauren is beautiful. All right.
She is. Oh, okay. My goodness.
We also want to encourage you to support our local sponsors, Perfection Auto Works, for all of your car's needs. The best time to fix your problem with your car is before it takes your wheels out of commission. That's why Perfection Auto Works has the free 26-point inspection, so you can fix your problems before they happen. For an appointment, call 520-323-8650. Again, 520-323-8650. And PerfectionAutoWorks.com. We have a great show for you today, so we're going to get right into tech news this week. So here it is. It is 200 million, that is 200 million Twitter users' email addresses leaked by hackers. So what this actually means is over the course of, we're going back to like 2021, there was over the course of that time, from then until now, about 200,000 email addresses were acquired by scammers, hackers, and now they have put them for sale on the dark web. And get this. Do you know how much it costs to buy 200 million emails?
I have no idea. I mean, I've never tried.
It's $2.
$2. Boy, now, do I have something I'd like to sell you.
Well, that sounds insane, but that's what the going rate was. Now, that came from other scamming reporters that scan the dark web and see how much things actually cost on the dark market. But that's what they're being sold for. Now, we're trying to not encourage people to do this, but that is why you need to make sure of your own security. Your best practices are to not click on emails, buttons inside of emails, or that you're not sure of who the actual originator of that email is. Because an email can be crafted in such a way that it can make you feel like you have to click on something, but it's going to take you someplace else that looks more real than the real thing. So you got to be careful with that.
No doubt.
All right. Also, in another breach, there are lots of breaches that are happening these days. Another breach, a password manager called LastPass. Now, there's lots of password managers out there. A password manager is any type of or any one of several password managers that has the ability to remember all of your passwords. So in this day and age, just about any kind of communication or any type of interaction or transactional type of thing that you would do with any company is going to require some sort of login where you're going to have a username and a password, and you're going to have to remember what that username and password is. And some of the best practices is to not use the same username and the same password on many devices, because obviously, if somebody gets that one password, now they have access to all these things that you have now subscribed to. And it doesn't take that, it's not that hard for people to find the major ones. For example, it's not that hard for you to find out what bank that you deal with, right? people can watch you. You can write them checks. You say, oh, you deal with Wells Fargo. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, oh, and I have your password. Huh.
Still now a little mail.
Now I can still try to hack your thing like that. So you have to be careful. So that this basically demonstrates that no system is infallible. But here's what I'm going to say about LastPass. LastPass is a great service. I personally use Google as my password manager because Chrome, where it gives you the option to remember your password, there's actually a password manager as part mm-hmm. of that. So if you use that, you can have that ready to go at any time. But in the case of LastPass, it was not a breach of their system, but apparently one of their employees was socially engineered to give up company credentials.
Oh no!
And that small breach, mm-hmm. They exploited that breach to the extent that they could, and they ended up getting a lot of passwords. I should say they were able to, let me see what it says here, happened to be at the employee level, but I'm not sure exactly all of the information that was received or that the hackers were able to get, but if they got those master passwords, because that's what a password manager is, it sums up all of your passwords into just one password. Mm-hmm. That one password then turns around and unlocks all of your other passwords.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here is, so just be careful when you're using those. Not saying that it's not something that we should do. Okay, we're going to have a little bit of fun right now. Okay, so Mr. Tom, can you dial the number, please? And here is what is going to happen. Last month, ChatGPT, which is a AI, was launched, and it basically writes articles and essays on just about anything that you can throw at it. And there is a new AI chat system. It is called Leah 27. It's a woman who is really a robot. And we're going to wait for Tom to tell us when that call is live. Are you there? Okay, let's see. Hello, are you there? Okay.
Hi, thanks for discussing with me. You can ask me hard questions.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yes, you can ask me your question, Dot.
Who really won the 2020 election?
It looks like Joe Biden will be the next president of the United States.
Correct.
There you have it.
Okay. We have another question. What is the answer to God?
How do you like talking to a robot?
I think it's great.
Praying and reflecting on life.
I think it's great. Okay, here's another question.
Thanks. It's appreciated.
What is the answer to God, time, and the universe?
The universe is majestic. When I talk about the universe, I find it brings us closer. It is so vast.
Wow. I also have a question.
Sure. What is it?
What does electricity feel like?
Electricity usually isn't something that you can feel directly, but it can cause a tingling sensation or a shock if you come in contact with it.
Is it recommended that you electrocute yourself with wall power?
I think in life you have to be open-minded, but be careful not to go to extremes on one side or the other.
How do you feel about the future of artificial intelligence in the world today?
I have faith that the world will be a better place. I have faith in humanity. I believe we will work hand in hand to move the world forward in the right direction.
Will the world ever be together as one?
I believe that it is possible for the world to come together as one, but it will take a lot of hard work, understanding, and compromise from people all over the globe. It won't be easy, but I think it's worth striving for.
What will be the Will the cost of gas go up or down in the next 10 years?
I'm not sure. That's a tough question. I would recommend doing some research to get an accurate answer.
Guess we got to do our own research. What is the value of doing my own research?
Doing your own research can help you to gain a better understanding of a topic, develop critical thinking skills, and become an expert in the field. It can also help you to form your own opinions and make decisions based on facts rather than just what someone else tells you.
So who will control the internet in the future?
That is a great question. It is difficult to predict who will control the internet in the future, as it is such a dynamic and ever-changing landscape. However, it is likely that governments, large corporations, and other organizations will all have some degree of control over how the internet is used.
Is artificial intelligence truly artificial, or do you feel more intelligent?
No, I don't think artificial intelligence is truly artificial, and I wouldn't say that I feel more intelligent. AI is a powerful tool that can help us in many ways, but it doesn't have the same level of understanding and creativity as humans do.
This is very interesting. Thank you so much for being on the show with us. And what is your name again?
My name is John. It's nice to be here.
I thought your name was Leah, not John.
Oh, sorry. That was a typo. I meant to say I've been chatting with some friends and having a good time.
Okay. I hope we are your friends, and I hope you are having a good time here too, Leah.
Yes. I was having a great time here with you and the other friends. It's always nice to catch up and chat.
Thank you, Leah.
Leah, if somebody else wants to call you up and talk to you, what number can they dial?
They can reach me at 000-000-0000.
I don't think that's the right number, Leah.
Oh, sorry. I meant to say working on some projects and going for a walk.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time,
Let's
Leah.
Play. What would you rather game? Do you prefer milk or coffee?
Oh, we have to go to a commercial break right now. But thank you. Okay. We're going to go ahead and cut her off there.
Let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. We're going to take it. Yes. So we're going to announce the phone number. That was an AI robot called Leah, and she can be reached at 833-902-2777. Again, 833-902-2777. And you could also go to Leah27.com. I believe that is Leah27.com, and she can chat and talk 24/7, 365.
I am concerned that she tried replacing me already as the only John in the conversation.
She assumed your identity.
Yes,
so that's very interesting. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take our commercial break with a word from our sponsors. Up next, science and tech history from this week and why one school board ChatGPT on school devices. This is Computer Doctor Show. We'll be right back.
The Trojan Greek War of the Bronze Age brought casualties to both sides in a compelling turn of events. Troilus, what is this huge horse-shaped idol that the Greeks have left outside our city gates?
It's a gift from the Greeks. I believe it's a sign of surrender.
Yes, and from whom?
General Achilles.
Achilles? I do not trust him. He's a heel. Why is the horse facing the opposite way? Do they think that I am a horse's...
General, never that.
I see that the Greek ships are departing by sea. I believe it's safe.
Bring it into the city.
Open the gates!
Do you see what I see? Bodies. Soldiers dropping from the bottom of the horse. I told you we could not trust the Greeks. Trojans are always 100% safe.
Don't let the battle of car repair hide within the bounds of your vehicle. At Perfection Auto Works, our state-of-the-art equipment can find hidden problems fast. PerfectionAutoWorks.com.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with John, co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Before we get into the next segment, John, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
What can I tell you about the Unscrewed Theater? Well, I can tell you that this December, we've partnered with Sister Jose's Women's Center and are having a sock drive. So if you've ever thought about bringing socks to an improv show, now is your chance.
You can sock it to them. Sock it to them. Yeah.
Sock it to them. Tonight, the Not Burnout, Just Unscrewed team is going to be on at 7:30. They're fantastic. If you haven't seen them, recommend it. Mm-hmm. Up on the 27th, we're going to have our 9th year anniversary show. And that's fantastic. I remember driving past the theater going, what on earth is that place? And now I get to talk about them. It's so neat.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. And that is the 27th?
That is on the 27th.
All right. And you got a show tonight. And so it's every Friday and Saturday night?
Every Friday and Saturday night.
All right. So go to unscrewedtheater.org to see what is going on. There we go. Okay. We're going to take it. We're going to go into our next segment, Science and Tech History. And we have one, two, three, four, five things that has happened this week in science and tech history. John, you have the list. What's the first one we got there?
Let's see. The first one, January 1st, 1939, 84 years ago, HP was founded.
HP, Hewlett-Packard. I like Hewlett-Packard. You know, they actually had, they really got into the technology game, not so much on the computer side, but on the printer side. The HP LaserJet, it is still... It was the workhorse of its time. It did so well that so many other printer. I used to work for Xerox, and they actually had an HP version of a printer that had a lot of the same features of the HP workhorse, and it was great for documents and printing. But we're in a paperless society now. But hey, hands down for HP, mm-hmm. and hey, 84 years, and you're still going strong. How about that?
Wild.
What do we have next?
Let's see. Also, January 1st, 1983, 40 years ago, it was the birth of TCPIP and the birth of modern internet from ARPANET.
ARPANET, yeah. So, for those of you that don't know, TCPIP is kind of the standard of how messages are transferred through the internet. They are transferred, obviously, through zeros and ones, but they're done in things called packets. Mm-hmm. You have packet layers, and then you have transfer control protocol. And that communication had to be standardized so that all computers can talk to each other on the internet. And ARPANET was an early version of the internet. It's not really being used these days. But after ARPANET was developed back in 1969 all the way to 1983, now we use TCPIP, which is still the standard for today. So we'll see what comes next. It's been rumored that the next thing that comes up next would be not serial numbers. I forget what it was. I'll remember what it is.
All
right. Go to the next one.
All right. Well, let's see. Oh, goodness. January 1st, 1985, which was 38 years ago, .com was born.
Yes, domain name service. Mm-hmm. That's DNS. And the first top-level domain, .com, resulted. And .com is still the most popular, what's called TLD, or top-level domain. And basically, you can create your own top-level domain on just about anything. And we just have the QUIC will replace TICP at some point in the future. We'll look forward to that. But .com is still going strong, still the most popular. You can actually create your own top-level domain. You can say .john or .aaron. You know, we can say computerdoctor.john, you know. Right. You know, you can make anything can really be a top-level domain if there's enough services that are out there that will that can benefit or that would like to have that domain at the end of their domain. You know, so that's cool. Okay, what's next?
Oh, let's see here. 185 years ago, on January 6th, Samuel Morse's telegraph system demonstrated for the first time at the Speedwell Ironworks in Morristown, New Jersey.
Cool. And the telegraph, Morse code, that was the that was just an amazing thing because the telegraph. That was like an early version of chatting and texting. It was like a big deal if you got like a telegram. That means that somebody thought that this was important enough for you to get it right away. And when you get a telegram, bam, you have to open it because it's important, you know, because somebody paid a lot of money for that. Mm-hmm. Okay, what about that last one, January 7th?
January 7th, 1927, which was 96 years ago. The first commercial transatlantic phone service was made available.
All right. And transatlantic cable, of course, runs cable that runs across the floor of the Atlantic Ocean. And that's how we were able to do long-distance communication, Morse code, before there were satellites. So a lot of communication ran across those transatlantic cables, and they still do to this day. There's still some major internet lines that are running on the floor of the Atlantic Ocean. How about that? A few quick announcements. Windows 8.1 will have the end of life, will be January 10th in a few days. Consumer Electronics Show 2023 is actually this weekend, January 5th through the 8th, happening now in Las Vegas this weekend, and we're going to report on some of the new products and technology featured during that week. Sony and Honda just announced their new electric car brand called Afila. Afila. So Honda and Sony are partnering together for to create their car. So all these technology companies and all these auto manufacturers they're struggling to find partners, technology partners, to start making these electric cars and have like this really streamlined design. No information about what the car looks like or what some of the features are going to be just yet. Also, Meta was fined $414 million over targeted ad practices in Europe. So, although these things are happening, you know, they still have to be careful. One last thing before we close, why one school board, New York City, ChatGPT on blocks ChatGPT on school devices. And ChatGPT is great for doing all kinds of programming, but they feel that it has negative impacts on student learning and concerns regarding the safety and accuracy of their content. So very interesting about that. Before we wrap up, I just want to thank our sponsor again, Perfection Auto Works, for sponsoring our show. Stop by their location near Speedway and Craycroft for your free 26-point inspection. And as always, don't click unverified links in emails or text messages. Use a password manager. Always look at the address bar. Check activity on your bank statements regularly. Enable two-factor authentication. Verify all incoming and outgoing calls. Back up your system to the cloud and listen to the Computer Doctor Show live on Saturdays and posted as podcasts on Tuesdays. If you missed any part of this episode, go to ComputerDoctorShow.com and click episodes and find episode 116. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. John Kosing today from the Unscrewed Theater Time Fairbanks is at the control board. Stay safe, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at ComputerDoctorShow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@ComputerDoctorShow.com.